Welcome to the Feminine Principle podcast, supporting women to let go of the ghosts from their past by exploring the hidden side of their female psyche with shamanic shadow work for women, with your host, Nicola Lucy. Hello, ladies, and welcome to this episode of the Feminine Principle podcast, where today we are exploring your identity and who you are not who you think you are. And so, as always, let us begin with a question. And let me ask you, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, really? And so I invite you to write it down, consider and reflect for a moment. What do you see? What do you feel when you feel into your own identity and who you are? You see, we all have an identity, a personality, and a character. Your identity is your sense of self, the roles that you play, the masks you wear, and the labels you gather through life to show others who you are, what you've achieved, and what you do for a living. Your identity is your sense of status and how you are seen by those around you. Your identity is shown in the way you communicate and relate with yourself and others, through your beliefs and behavior, your actions and your inactions, your fears, your dreams, and your desires. This is all known as your identity, your known identity, all the parts that make up you and your sense of self. However, the shaping of your identity actually began its creation pre-birth in the womb of your mother. In the womb, you are a divine human creature, connected to source energy with a unique soul code on a quest to learn your life lessons through the people, environment, and culture you have chosen to be born into. However, your mother is also the only human you have direct contact with as you're nurtured within her waters to term. Everything that is happening to her in her life and during her pregnancy is also happening to you. You feel everything. You feel every single thing she intakes to nourish and feed her on a physical level. You ingest too. Every emotion, thought, belief, and behavior she experiences as a reaction and response to her own life and environment, you too experience all of that, which is then imprinted into your cellular memory. Then the birthing process begins, and so begins the journey of separation, the physical separation from your mother, and the spiritual separation from Source. Your soul code and this pre-birth interaction then gets buried in your unconscious as you begin your earthly journey. And so the problem now is that your identity is now shaped as somebody's daughter, with somebody else's dreams and hopes for the future. You are guided and shaped by the people around you, by their wounding, trauma, and conditioning, by the learning and tuition they received passed down to them by others. You are raised with other people's beliefs and behaviors, what they thought was right or wrong, depending on their own view of how to live, love, and relate. As a newborn infant growing into childhood, you begin your own process of conditioning, for your survival depends on those around you, to nourish and care for you, to give you what you need as and when you need it, food, clothing, cleansing, warmth, and love. You also need a sense of safety, security, and stability so you can understand and nurture healthy boundaries and develop meaningful and beneficial relationships based on love and trust in your future. So here you are, learning how to love and trust and feel safe, secure, and stable through your very first interactions with those around you. However, you also unconsciously learn how to adapt your behavior and communication to those around you to get your basic needs met. You unconsciously take on the beliefs and the behaviors of those around you, shaping what you believe, love, trust, and relating is. You unconsciously learn how to manipulate your environment as those around you manipulate you into a version that is seen as acceptable to them and society at large. You unconsciously learn how to feel safe, secure, and stable by seeking these elements on the outside because it is simply what you have been told and had shown to you in your early years, all of which are now part of your identity, your unconscious identity, which begins to be reflected in your personality and character. Woven through this hidden conditioning is your own spirit and nature, written through your own soul code, as you express yourself in ways that feel somehow right for you. Your gifts, your strengths, and your talents start to surface, and some are accepted and loved and nurtured, while so many others are cut off as they are deemed wrong, unacceptable, and unlovable. Then there are the wounds and the trauma you experience as you grow through life. Events that are too overwhelming to emotionally process at the time, creating deeper fractures in your psyche. So the more you grow, the more you symbiotically embrace and become separated from. And all you become separated from gets hidden in your unconscious, in your shadow, creating a very fractured sense of your own identity, that which is conscious and that which is unconscious. So who are you beneath it all? This is the very question at the heart of all shadow work and the journey I take my clients on, asking the questions, who am I without this conditioning? Who am I with this conditioning? Is this my true nature, or is this somebody else's ideal of me? In my own shadow work journey, one of the key aspects that created my own sense of identity has been the core wound of abandonment. Even though I was saved from a life in care by my maternal grandmother, who loved me unconditionally, fiercely and dearly, the fact remained and was imprinted deep within my psyche that my birth mother gave me up for adoption at the age of 2, simply because she chose a life separate from me. Her decision unconsciously impacted every aspect of my life, the way I was seen at school, by my peers and teachers, within my environment and my culture. Above all else, it separated me from truly belonging because I never really belonged. I never fit into any ideal. I never really fit into my environment or those around me, and I spent a lifetime trying to belong so I could feel somehow safe, secure, and stable. This early wound shaped my life. It shaped my identity and my entire existence, deeply impacting the way in which I relate with myself and others, and challenged me to question everything I understood about being a woman, a mother, and a daughter. I came to learn over the decades, experiencing and interacting with this core mother wound that is also part of my own divine soul code. For I would not be here now sharing this journey with you if it wasn't for this event that happened more than 40 years ago. From this wound, I have had to learn forgiveness and gratitude for the family dynamics that played a role in this one decision that affected so many lives, past, present, and future. Dynamics that reverberated through the generations, for I was not the only child to be abandoned by their birth mother within my family. I have had to learn to forgive myself for being born and causing so much pain and suffering, even though it was all unconscious. And I've had to learn how to forgive my birth mother, who courageously chose to give birth to me against all odds. I have had to learn who I am with this wound and who I am without it. Wisdom which has all been held in my shadow. Yet the more I integrated my unconscious identity and what I had become separated from, the more my true, authentic identity revealed itself. Among other deep and powerful lessons, it revealed I'm transient and mutable in nature. I wasn't born to belong physically and emotionally to people, lands, and cultures, for my own unique soul code is to walk the path of non-attachment, which is one of my greatest gifts and what makes me an excellent shadow walker. And so what is the solution? Who are you if you are not who you think you are? How has your unconscious identity shaped your life, your personality, and your character? What is your true and authentic identity buried beneath? This is the very question I support clients to answer, women like you. For the answer is not found in your waking, thinking mind. It is found buried deep, hidden in your shadow. In your exploration of your identity, you will need to redefine your current relationship with safety, security, and stability. What does each of these words mean to you? And how do you currently meet these needs within yourself? You will have to redefine the relationship you have with love and trust. What does love mean to you? How have you learned how to love? Who have you learned how to love from? And how do you express love to yourself and others? Do you trust yourself or do you trust others more? Do you trust yourself enough to break out of the unhealthy patterns of conditioning that define you? And if not, why not? You will also have to unravel the threads of all of your emotional attachments. Who or what can you not live without? Why? What will happen to you if they are no longer in your life or in existence? The answer to all of these questions lie in your shadow, your soul, and your psyche. They are hidden in your unconscious identity and they are shaping and forming every single relationship that you have with yourself and others. And so the ultimate question is whether you are ready to come home to your true and authentic identity by getting to the very root of who you are. And so, ladies, if you've enjoyed this podcast, then I invite you to come on over to thefeminineprinciple.com and join 600 other women as they explore Notes from Your Shadow, which is delivered straight to your inbox every Saturday morning with more insights and wisdom to help you on your shadow work journey. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful onward path. Are you ready to break free from the ghosts of your past, to live with more freedom and a clear sense of purpose and inner confidence? If so, book a chat with me to explore the potent magic of one-to-one shadow walking sessions at thefeminineprinciple.com.